In its seventh year, the motto of the Friedrich Ebert Stiftung's Justice Week was hashtag youth empowerment. Around the globe, young people are increasingly making their voices heard at demonstrations, in campaigns, and online and social networks. On the other hand, the voter turnout in this age bracket has run low. In many countries, their absence at the ballots has contributed to a political right turn. In others, internal and external challenges limit meaningful life perspectives for the younger generation. In Greece, young adults are faced with a conservative, rigid social model and a government that, while progressive, has limited room for political maneuvering due to the policy conditionality imposed on the country by the country's lenders in exchange for emergency loans. The economic slump has led hundreds of thousands of young, educated Greeks to leave the country in search of greener pastures elsewhere. At a panel discussion at Friedrich Ebert Stiftung Berlin, four young Greeks from different backgrounds and with diverse views on emigration explored the dynamics of the resulting brain drain on Greece and ways to reverse it. Panayotis Iliopoulos now makes his home in Berlin as a classical pianist and teacher at a public school and cannot envision ever going back. He paints a bleak picture in which Northern European politicians actually promote the brain drain and the Greek public is too gullible to realize they are being hoodwinked. He quotes Tsipras's referendum in 2015 on the austerity policies imposed by the EU as an especially drastic example.
Schäuble told last year or some 6 months ago, why don't you come to Germany? We have jobs for you. So it sounds like official policy, the brain drain. The German politicians are thinking German and the French and the Greek, and we don't have really European politicians. For me, the referendum shows that there is no hope. Not what the people voted, not the fact that the government did the opposite, but the reaction of the people. They did do nothing. They voted 60% no. 1 week later, Tsipras made the opposite, and then that was it. I mean, if they really mean it, they should go to the streets. And they voted for him again.
Mariana Skylakaki does not share this grim view. Instead, the former banker who used to live and work in the city of London and returned to Greece in order to start the progressive blog Athenea.com believes that the crisis is an opportunity to create a new and modern Greece. Digital technology and the return of young cosmopolitan expat Greeks are instrumental to materialize this vision.
I think that the crisis was, to an extent, an opportunity for us to change certain things and recalibrate our course in the world. To an extent, that has woken up a lot of people to be a lot more appreciative of the opportunities they were given. I think there's a privilege to us being able to discuss right now here that is helpful to start changing the social structures in the country. It's going to be worth it, let's say. You know, there's a lot of pain and suffering, but at the very least, this is going to be worth the pain and suffering. There's a stake in it for us, our generation, that I think we need to fully appreciate, and that's the reason why you're gonna have to become more engaged. In this new climate, with these new technologies, with this unprecedented access to people and minds that transcends borders, the issues that stop you from being able to do more things in your country are not that difficult to solve. It's not the same situation as we had in the early industrialization when you would not really have an option to stay and actually build a career. I think that there are opportunities.
According to Skylakaki, for many expat Greeks, a decision to return depends on weighing a sense of home and belonging against likely financial setbacks. In order to tip the scales and persuade them to return, she stresses that the government must implement meaningful reforms and society must become more open and embracing.
part of the reason why sometimes I'm a bit more pessimistic is the fact that a lot of people that I value, that I think have a lot to give, end up abroad. But if there's a real signaling from the part of a Greek government and that things are moving in a different direction, and if it doesn't come down to the money that you're going to be making, it may be easier to reverse this attitude towards things. There are things in Greece that you value as a Greek that you can't necessarily find abroad. But I think there's a lot of things that data cannot fully capture that are there in our shared understanding of what is Greece to each of us. And by tapping into them, you can reverse this trend, maybe even more than, you know, a real wage difference would.
One of the successful young Greek men these thoughts may resonate with is Adonis Ekitsos, who is currently pursuing his PhD degree in biomechanics at Humboldt University in Berlin. He feels a strong obligation to return back to Greece as soon as feasible and doing his part in advancing his country and getting it ready for the challenges of the 21st century. The success or failure of this endeavor, Ekitsos believes, will depend largely on one institution, a modern school system creating responsible, politically mature, and open-minded young adults.
The people are being taught in the school. We are doing the same history three times in a row. We have a very narrow perspective on what happened in Greece and from the perspective of Greece. The people are getting 18 years old. They have no knowledge about what is politics about in the end. They don't have any idea what is Greece in respect to the world. They have no idea what is their religion in respect to other religions. You have knowledge only for your history, your economical situation or your economic perspective that you got either from friends or from family, and from your history alone. When you want to empower the young people, everything starts from when they are very young, and they have to understand that they are part of the world and they are not part of their home and only, and they are not only part of their school and they are not only part of Greece.
Stevi Kitsou, an Athens-based human rights lawyer and activist against right-wing populism with Golden Dawn Watch, decided to remain in Greece during the crisis. Both from her own experience and from what has been happening around her, she recounts how difficult it is to stay focused on an increasingly precarious job in a country where the crisis has become the norm and where high taxes and social charges are causing black labor to surge. The internalized guilt and the expatriate experience shared by many create complex identities. She reflects on how the notion of simultaneously being Greek, European, and cosmopolitan in an increasingly intertwined world has shaped the identity of the younger generation and cautions against nationalism as the pretended simple solution to complex realities.
There is not such thing as single-issued struggle because we do not live single-issued lives. Of course, brain drain is a phenomenon that it is quite alarming, but on the other hand, I think that the opposite of brain drain has some very bad nationalistic approaches. So I think that in a sense it is good because it makes us feel more EU citizens, make us citizens of the same state.
When the panel was opened to the public, a listener's inquiry whether there were any official programs to reverse the brain drain revealed that the Greek government is actively trying to stem the tide, both with a 200,000 euro grant for young PhDs to start a new business in Greece and another program funding collaborations between startup companies and Greek universities. The panel was divided on whether there was a moral obligation for expats to return to Greece in order to help the country advance. However, all four panelists stressed the importance of the EU as a strong covenant between states and agreed that in the present, the European Union is facing the momentous decision between increased integration and fragmentation. And it is in times of distress, such as the Greek economic crisis, that European solidarity matters the most.